Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bert Show.
So Michelle thinks some of y'all are taking advantage of the recession.
Yeah, I am. And it's taking advantage of the recession, but in the sense of, you obviously, times are hard and people, you know, have their issues and they're complaining about money and not having money and so on and so forth. But I feel that if you don't have money, then don't go to the mall. It's like, it's that black and white. I mean, I know a lot of...
So how are people taking advantage of it?
Well, it's not taking advantage of it, but if you, it's like you're crying about a situation and you're complaining about not having money, but...
You're still spending like,
yeah,
it, like
there's
no problem.
Yeah, a lot of people do still spend. And I think for me, it's more of a, like the people, like age group... I can't speak for everybody else, but the people that I know that are, sometimes maybe it's a younger people. I'm sure all different people do it of all different age groups, but they, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so broke. Times are tough. I don't have money. I have all this credit card debt. But an event comes up or, you know, a big night happens and they're at the mall buying an outfit. And their attitude and their justification is, well, it's only $40. I only spent $40 or I only spent $60. But the next thing you know is, when you think about it, if you have two big events a month and you're only spending $40 or $60, that's $80 or $120. Mm-hmm. And that's, if you're in such big credit card debt and times are so hard, that goes a long way.
You must be talking about somebody specific in your life right now.
Not just someone specific. I have a couple friends who have really pulled back. I have a best friend who I'm very proud of her, and she was just a big shopper, and you know, she really wanted to get out of credit card debt. She has some goals that she wants to reach, so she really pulled back. But I also have some friends who have had, you know, you have a lot of credit card debt, and at this, and then they're at the mall.
Yeah, I have friends like that too. Like where they'll talk about, like, I don't have money, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, but then for whatever reason they're always wearing something new shoes, new accessories, new clothes, whatever. And yeah, it's like you can't have it both ways. Like you can't have the sympathy from your friends if you're complaining about being broke or in debt or whatever, and then
you're not going to make adjustments.
Every time I see you, you're wearing something brand new and gorgeous, and you got a new handbag and you got new boots and you got new this, new that.
Mm-hmm. I was actually sitting at which one is at Lenox Square? Is that Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom? I always get those two confused.
Nordstrom's at Fit.
So it's Neiman Marcus at Lenox Square. I'm sitting in there waiting for Jessica near the shoe section. And I listened to one girl tell another girl as they were shopping for shoes. Mm-hmm. And like Neiman's like the home of the $500 pair of shoes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're shopping for shoes. And she is saying that she is leaving the mall and going to her mom's house to borrow money because she's already 5 days late on rent. And they've cut her hours, and she just doesn't know what she's going to do. And they both bought shoes.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly what I'm talking about. And I think it's just a situation where in life sometimes you have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the cash, if you have a little, now you got to enjoy life. Yeah, you know, everyone deserves to buy themselves something nice once in a while. But at the same time, if you have a lot of credit card debt, you should also say, okay, once I get my reward for getting out of debt, will be to go buy myself a pair of shoes
to get back into debt. That's your reward.
Yeah, pay for it with cash. You know. Yeah. So putting it on a credit card.
You know what? As soon as I get this credit card paid off, I'm going to run it right back up again.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are
good
y'all?
Good. Great, thank good.
You. Good deal. Well, I was going to let you know that I kind of understand what you're saying, but I found the solution to that problem.
Okay.
If you go to Nordstrom or Macy's, they have a no-names, no-ask return policy for their stuff. So I went to Buford and Goodwill there and found a dress for my girlfriend that had a Nordstrom tag on it for $75, took it back, and
oh, no,
you get a gift card with it with your name on it.
Wait, let me get
You returned it back to Nordstrom for a higher price?
Wow.
Absolutely.
So you
bought the dress for $6, got $75 off of it.
What?
How did it still have the tags
right.
on it at a Salvation Army?
There are tons. I promise you, if you go to Goodwill, you can go and find tons of things with tags on them. Macy's, Nordstrom, Belk's, all of them.
Is this Clark Howard?
No. Is that a way
Clark
to
Howard
save?
Doesn't commit crimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a way to save or is that illegal?
Smart, not illegal.
Just no. using the no. system. He's saying he's using the system
smart.
To his advantage.
Just so you know, that's illegal.
Is it really illegal?
Absolutely. You're yeah. stealing.
Take from the rich, give to the poor.
Because you're returning an item that didn't come from the same store.
Well, hold on.
It did come from the
it
store.
It did come from that store.
What if somebody had just given it to him rather than selling it to him for $6?
You know what?
He should donate the money to charity.
Let's walk through this.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm not telling him a lie. I'm not telling him a story. I'm just simply returning it. They don't ask. They don't tell.
That's actually...
It's just taking advantage of the system, I think. I don't know that is illegal.
Somebody did pay $75 for that outfit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then he takes it in there. He gives them the outfit back. He gets somebody else's $75.
Yeah, we get the concept. Yes,
so he's stealing technically not from the store, but from the fool who donated it.
This is, you know, but the system is set up to take advantage of in this case. So you can't feel, yeah.
It's recession.
Hey, what time?
Yes. Listen to that's his excuse.
Yeah, what time do the thrift stores open? Because I think I got a dentist appointment right about when they open.
Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I was just going to say, it's funny what y'all were talking about. We were just talking about this yesterday. Them showing, interviewing people in line for Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, times are tough. The economy's bad. You know, cutting hours at work. But I can get $300 off this $2,000 LCD TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what Michelle here is talking about.
Mm-hmm. That is good for the economy for everybody to spend. So I don't discourage people from spending their money, but only the people that have the money. I agree with if you're going to, because it's the same thing. I've known people who did get laid off and did lose their job, mm-hmm. and they did so last year. But I have seen places that are hiring, but there are people I know that would not. You know, it's like you can't pick and choose what job that you want to go have if you are really in tight shape.
Beggars can't be choosers at this point.
You can't pass, let's say, a fast food store that say, you know, hiring now. And you talk about how I have no job, I have no income, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think that's Michelle's point is you know? That, yeah, if you're hurting. Then be hurting.
It hurt and sacrifice and work on what you have to take care of your responsibilities. And in my opinion, that's not the sole problem, but that's a lot of what gets us in these situations to begin with is people want to live a certain way, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily want to take responsibility for the way that they want to live.
What do they call it? The city of $30,000 millionaires?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will tell you that exactly. Michelle did get oddly quiet as that guy started to explain his buy and return thing.
Did he exploit you or did he just give you an idea now?
No, I couldn't do that.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Here's one to debate right here, man. This poor guy, Stacy Horton. This guy lives in New Zealand, right? And a couple of days ago, he's at home when his cell phone rings, and he picks it up, and it's his wife. And she's in a complete and total panic because she just drove her car into a river.
Oh, no.
And it's slowly starting to sink.
Oh, God.
And
she can't get out?
It's literally 1 minute from his driveway. Right there.
She's panicking. I don't know that she called the New Zealand equivalent of 911 or she called her husband first or whatever, but she's got her 13-year-old in the back also.
Oh, yeah.
And this car is starting to sink. So the husband, Stacy is his name, obviously gets out of the house as quickly as he can, and he drives to this river. Like Jeff said, it's just a minute or two away. When he gets there, the car is just, it's going down, and it's going down, and it's going down. His wife has escaped from the car, but something...
She hadn't escaped yet? The wife, there are three people in the car. The wife, the son, who is how old?
13.
And the son's best friend. The son's best friend was out of the car. The wife was struggling to get out. The son was still in the car. And the decision he had to make is who does he free?
Well, that's not the way I read it, that he had to go down and get her. The way I read it is she's in the water, but she's hurt pretty badly. So she can't even swim.
Right.
So she's not in the car. So she's kind of flailing around while the son is in the car. He's not sure that she can make it back to shore. Oh. So he's got a quick decision to make. Do I help my wife or do I go after my son? So he dives down to go after the son, and he comes back up for air, and he can't get into the car. The wife is still flailing, and she's starting to sink now also. So now he's got another decision to make. Do I go for the wife, or do I go back down for my son? He decides to go for the wife. So he saves her, brings her back to the side of the riverbank. She's safe. He goes back in, car goes under, and he loses his son.
It's like nighttime too, right? So there's not even a chance.
I don't even know.
The car's gone.
So sad.
So he's got to live with this now. Should I have gone down one more time and tried to save her? So he's literally, I mean, the question in front of you really is, if you have two to save, do you save your wife or do you save your child? And he had to make that decision on that second go around.
But you talk about something that he had a second to think about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, God, what a tragic situation to be in.
The only thing I could think when I was reading it is that if this is me and Stacy and our kids, I hope she knows it's okay that she saves the kids. Go ahead. I'm done. That's fine. I've had a nice life. I just got to meet Wycliffe.
Well,
I've had a nice life. Save the kids, and if I'm gone, I'm gone.
Well, he tried. It seemed from the way you told the story, it sounds like that he tried to.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was what his instinct was, that he went to save his child, and he couldn't do it. So, you know, I guess when you look at it in a different way, at least he could save one instead of going back to try to save the son unsuccessfully and then end up losing both of them.
There's been a lot of comments posted about this, and there's sort of like a gender line that's been drawn in opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read from this article. It says, many parents commenting on the story in online forums have said, I could never live with myself if I let my child die. Women in particular seem to believe Stacy Horton should not have given up on his son, even if it meant losing his own life or sacrificing his wife. Interestingly, men were far more likely to say they would save their spouse. Moms faced with the same horrific dilemma seem to believe they would always, always put their child first, and they would want their husbands to do the same. This begs some pretty profound questions, says this article. Is maternal instinct ultimately stronger than paternal variety?
I think it's easy to make the comment, though, without actually being in the situation.
Do women love their children more than they love their husbands?
Because it just depends on – it just – I mean, it's to me, it would be complete instinct – in the water, and I don't know what the answer would be. I mean, if he thought, okay, I have to dive 20 feet down now to get to the car, and the water pressure is so much and rushing so fast, it may be 30 feet by the time I catch my breath to get back down. You know what I'm saying? It may have been a logistical decision rather than an ethical decision. Now, I think you separate that situation from, you know, begging the question, the what ifs, I think it's a better debate. But to, you know, to sort of place that judgment on him, well, oh, he should have picked his son over his wife, that kind of thing. Like, in that moment, how in the world can you say what you would have done?
Right. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. I know, like, on paper, it feels to me like I would continue to try to go with the car to save my son. And if Stacy made it, great. But I got to do everything I can to save the son.
On paper.
But when you're there...
It depends on who's closest. I guarantee.
That's the thing, is the version of the story that I read had them both in the car. And he had to pull... The difference was, she was, because of the way the car was... tipped or tipping or something, she was more free, but was across. Like, it was basically a 50-50 is the way I read it. And he made the decision to pull his wife out. And even in the interviews afterwards, he said, I could have saved whatever his son's name was, but I didn't. Like, that's now.
This says when he arrived at the scene 2 minutes after the accident, Stacy could hear his wife Vanessa screaming for help in the murky water. The 13-year-old son was trapped in their Mazda station wagon.
Yeah, I think she was.
I don't think she was in it.
If she wasn't in it, then the decision's easy for me. You pull her back, you get back out to the car. If you can't go down and get it, then you can't go down and get it.
But even if they're in it, let's say he was knocked unconscious from the accident and she wasn't. I mean, there's so many factors that would play into it. If you get in the car and you have somebody that is awake and able to help themselves and help you help them, then I think in that instant, that's who you reach for. I mean, oh my God, how tragic.
You talk about not being able to judge. This is one situation I wouldn't even
try. Absolutely, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, all those harsh comments that you said on those blogs, that's scary.
Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I think that in that situation where, I mean, obviously he's completely terrified and he has to make that really hard decision, regardless what he decided, I think it was extremely brave, and we have no right to judge, or people have no right to become as judgmental as they are. I mean, we always tend to look and say, well, if I was there, I would be so much better. But if he would have even tried to save his son and his son was unconscious, chances are they wouldn't have been able to resuscitate him with CPR. I mean, CPR doesn't always work anyway. Mm-hmm. So now I know
that if Sully and I were in a car in the river, that Katie Jo would save the dog. And I know that for sure. She would make that judgment in the water or on paper. But
and I know right now that the way that Stacy feels about Pancake, because he's been peeing and chewing on everything in the house, that if we both go down, she's probably pushing his head under the water.
I've actually had that conversation with Jessica where I've said, if you're following us home from somewhere and I'm in the car with the dog and it wrecks and it tips over and it's on fire, I go, who do you get out first? And she thought about it for a minute and she goes, I've seen you open a car door hundreds of times. I've never seen Sasha do it.
Dude. Game changer. Yeah. Hey, good morning. Nadine, you're on Q100.
Oh my God, thank God. I finally got through. No, I was getting, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What I was getting ready to say was that I think it's more, as far as mothers are concerned, it's more of an instinct thing. They're always going to go for their children versus their spouse. But until you're placed in that situation, no one can say what they're actually going to do.
Yeah, the writer of this column quotes a novelist that once said, men love women, women love children, and children love hamsters. So a man would always choose to go for the wife first. A woman would always choose to go for the child, and the child would go for the animal.
The only thing I could agree with is that women's instinct to go after their children is, isn't it sort of ingrained in our minds that men can take care of themselves, but children are helpless?
Mm.
So if you had that, you know, if you had that decision to make, sort of your instinctual thought is, well, you know, like if Stacy had to save you or one of the kids, like, be like, okay, well, Bert's a man. He can save himself. Let me get the kid because he's helpless.
Oh, I don't know. Just the whole situation. I can't, in my mind, I don't even have children, and I can't distinctly make a choice. I don't know what I would do.
Does your opinion change at all if I tell you they have two other children that were at home at the time?
No.
So
no,
because
you just never know what you would do. It is going to
change their lives either way. Like, their marriage is going to be, even though he saved her, they're going to have a rough spell in their marriage because of this.
Of course. If
he lost his wife, the family would be in dire straits. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's not one clear cut, easy decision.
I don't know
it's
how
an accident.
How the
yeah.
dad ever
yeah. just an accident.
I don't know how the dad ever gets the scene out of his head.
He well, doesn't.
You know?
He sees the taillights disappearing mm-hmm. under the water.
Oh my God.
Hey David, you're on Q100.
Hey, I think I would save my wife first, and here's my reasoning for it. I've got two small girls, and I love them very dearly, but they are innocent, and I believe that if they were to pass away at this moment, they would directly go with God. Mm. And my wife and I could
wouldn't.
Have more children. And that's why I believe I would save my wife first.
Wow. That's deep.
That's heavy.
Yeah, so...
I thought you were about to say that you weren't so sure your wife was going to be to heaven.
She needs some more time to kind of straighten up a little bit.
Straight to hell. I don't want to give her that.
No. More Hail Marys.
So.
I think his opinion might change if he was in that situation, because what if your little girls are screaming for you? I mean,
Plus
how do
Melissa
you,
said,
a child scream for you to help them would be a reason enough to save them.
It's proximity. I think that in the end, it's proximity.
It's an impossible question to answer, yeah. unless you're right there.
It's like Jen just said, it's an accident. It is a random, in your world.
That's so hard to get over. Yeah. Parents who lose children in accidents, anybody who loses anyone in an accident. Like,
that you think could have been prevented and you had a control in.
The fire rescue guys did give him some relief and said, look, there is nothing you could have done. Had you gone down a second time or a third time, there's no way that you would have been able to unstrap your child. There's no way.
So he made the right decision. I mean, from a practical standpoint... He saved who he could.
And I believe those rescue workers, but even if they would still lie to him.
And they should.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bird Show.
So Jeff said earlier this, well, why aren't you guys? It's really hard to talk while, with a blindfold on.
That's odd. That's an odd thing
it's
to say.
Two different senses working, but I can't get them working together.
Jeff set up a surprise for Bert this morning that he's going to be really excited about. He just has no idea what's happening. So we actually told him to put on a blindfold. So he has on the eye mask that I normally sleep with on his eyes. And he can't see anything right now.
It's really weirding him out, too. Like his hands and arms are doing weird things.
Next to him.
I don't like to have anything over my eyes like this. Freaking me out.
He's getting claustrophobic.
Do you want to put your hand on Wendy's elbow? Like
no.
Stevie went.
Her elbow.
But yeah, Jeff, I mean, we tease Jeff because sometimes he, you know, can play practical jokes. And so I think Bert is having trust issues right now with Jeff because it's like, well, he's got this surprise. I'm blindfolded. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, he's wondering if this is going to be a huge success or if it's going to be just something to tease Bert about.
And Jeff has certainly given us enough reasons over the year not to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you guys know what it is and I'm blindfolded gives me some kind of comfort.
So, we got you back.
Here's the deal. It's been a rough week for Bert. You know, it's getting to,
that bad.
It's getting, well, you had like, it's getting close to Christmas, which is stressful. And then also there's a kind of a corporate meeting that was just not fun. And then he had to go to the doctor and get the finger in the butt thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was the highlight of the week, actually.
You know, so
that physical go well yesterday, there, Bert?
I got through it. I almost escaped, actually. Like, he did the whole physical part, and he was walking out the door when I'm in my head going, he's not doing it. He's not doing it. And he, as he opened the door, he's like,
oh, yeah, you're over 40 now, right?
Oh,
no! Turned back around and, yeah. So, I thought I almost escaped.
So, Bert has remarked many times that there is a couple of things, but there is something that consistently will put Bert in a great mood.
Mm-hmm. I already know what you've done. This is awesome. I knew it when you said it.
Yo, this is why.
Yeah, man. No way. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Bert. Wyclef in studio.
I knew it. This is awesome. How are you?
I'm good, man. And sorry about the thumb in the butt.
I tell you, if it was just the thumb, I'd have been okay, but I think he went full arm on it. Yeah.
But you are right. You know, when you pass 40, you got to get that.
Have you been having to get that done now for a couple of years?
Not yet. I'm 37.
Let me tell you, dude.
So I'm getting scared. I want to be 40.
You'll know as soon as you walk in the room, they've got like this big old glob of like ointment, and there's a rubber glove next to it, and you're like, I'm 40. It's time.
I did a colonic before, though.
Oh, what was that like?
I mean, it was painful. One was painful.
I would just be embarrassed by somebody else being in the room.
No, the crazy thing is like the person who's in the room with you, I mean, you know what you're going through, and they trying to make it seem like there's nothing going on. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, woman, you're putting something in my butt. Like,
man,
you
but
know,
okay.
There's stuff coming out. Like, hey, how's your day? How's the weather? I'm like, I don't feel good right now.
People swear by it, though. Like, if you go once, you keep going back.
Really?
Have you gone back more than once?
Yeah, I went back, man. You know, I go like once a year.
You feel better afterwards? Like, what's the feeling?
No, after? Actually, I'm just a freak.
He goes back for the conversation because it's where he gets all caught up.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I got one shot to talk to Wyclef, and I just spent 4 minutes and 55 seconds talking about his ass.
I know. We had the camera on Bert's face for the surprise, but I think the real surprise was Wyclef's face when I explained that part of the reason we're doing this is because Bert went to the doctor for that yesterday.
Dude, it is so great having you in here. I have really been a fan for years, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Obviously, it started off with the Fugees, yeah. And Carnival is the album that I'll put in whenever I'm going out and I want to be in a good mood or I want to work out. That's the one, man.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that. So
it's been ringtones and ringbacks for years.
And you're the dude for me, man. I wish this was in some VIP club, you know, somewhere, and we were, you know, partying it up a little bit. That's how I had it in my head, but this is going to work.
Yeah, but we're not. We're in a radio studio at 7:45 talking about colonics. But you know what? It's close.
What are you doing in town?
Man, I'm out here promoting these boots, Timberland Yile Haiti boots. I just did a big partnership with Timberland, and today we're actually going to be at the Underground Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is when you pick up these Timberland boots, $2 of the boot goes back to tree planting in Haiti.
Which is where you're from.
Which is where I'm from. And the idea is this holiday, not only can you just, you know, get something, but get something that really matters. So the idea is it is going to be kind of cold out here. So when you get your Timberlands, make sure you get the ones that say Yele Haiti on them, because actually you'll be making a difference and stuff. And we're also going to be at the mall, South Lake Mall, at 7 o'clock. It went through my Twitter yesterday that there was a bomb scare at that mall.
Oh, that's the Santa Claus.
Did you hear about this? The details on this thing are so scary. Have you heard about this?
No, break it down.
It's comical.
Yeah.
It's almost embarrassing that Atlanta's going to be branded with this today.
Yeah, because the mall Santa there was having a receiving line for pictures, and there was a guy that was dressed like an elf that was in line to take a picture with Santa, and once he got up there, he let him know that he had dynamite in his bag. So the Santa went to the mall security, said this dude's got, you know, a bomb or something, and then they had the police come out, and they had to evacuate the mall. So
the guy was actually dressed like an elf.
He was dressed like an elf.
Your comment earlier was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was like a little person, but like it's a full-grown man.
No, the pickup line.
Which was what?
You said you thought that the dynamite in your in his pants was like a, just a, like a bad pickup line.
Like some sexual pickup line. Like, you want to see the dynamite that I have in my bag. Yeah, but it was a real deal. So that's the mall that you're going to be at?
Yeah, so we're going to be there. I mean, hopefully I won't run into this dude. But
can you do
if
some...
I do, it's all good. I'll get him. I'll have him buy a pair of Yellow Haiti Timberland boots.
Can you do us a favor, and when you go to other cities and you're telling, you know, if it comes up that one of your events is canceled, can you not tell them it was because it was a bomb carrying elf?
No, I got you.
Cool.
I'm more interested in the blindfold thing because I'm from Brooklyn. So early in the morning, blindfolding somebody is kind of scary. When I came in here, man, I can't front to you, man. I'm from the hood, so I was like, yo, somebody gonna let y'all gonna blindfold this dude? Then I'm gonna walk in. What if this guy freak out, start moving his hand, punch me in the face?
What's going on with Fugees here, man? One year I hear you guys are getting back. The next year I hear like you're fed up trying to put the whole project together. Then yeah. I hear it's going back on again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm the Martin Luther King of the Fugees.
Serious?
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we went definitely. We did Dave Chappelle block party. Big shout out to Dave Chappelle. The funny thing, everybody was trying to get the Fugees together, but somehow Dave Chappelle was able to get all three of us in a room and mm-hmm. hypnotize us with his voice. It was like, you will do my show. And then we did the Dave Chappelle show. Definitely attempted to go back to the studio, but me as a producer, it has to feel a certain way. So I'd rather live on the myth of a great album than do something that's mediocre. Because, you know, if you've heard artists come back and you're like, man, it don't sound like one. So I basically just moved on and I got with Shakira. I did the Hips Don't mm-hmm. Lie, mm-hmm. Maria Santana. Right now I have a mixtape out with DJ Drama. And my next Wyclef Jean album is coming out next year. So as far as the Fugees, hopefully they can catch up before I turn 40. You know what I mean?
Before you get that down. Before you have to go into
you know? But I'm moving full throttle with a lot of production, and I have a lot of great music coming out. You know, with the Fugees situation, I think because the Fugees are like the hip hop Beatles, I always feel like mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, where it doesn't matter whatever I'm doing, you know. They're like, man, yeah, Paul, you're great. When is the Beatles going to have an album?
Yeah. Are you over people asking you about it? Would you just wish they wouldn't ask you about it? Or is it sort of like a almost like a badge of honor that that band was so good and so memorable that people want you to be together?
I mean, it's definitely a badge of honor because understand, like, you know, coming from where I came from, Haiti, you know, and growing up in the projects of Brooklyn and moving to New Jersey and deciding that I'm going to build a studio like right behind a crack house. And inside of this studio, I'm going to do an album, which turned out to be the score, is probably one of the most amazing, mm-hmm. you know, stories of my life. So in that sense, I think that's why when people hear the Fugees beyond the music, people felt, I always tell people, you know, you can have hits, but a culture phenomenon is something else where people feel like mm-hmm. you're doing music where you're putting people together. So I always walk with that badge.
Is it a no-win situation for you guys? I mean, it was so big. Fugees were so big that even if you reunite and you do great music, it'll always be compared to the first one. So it's a lose-lose all the way around?
No, it's not a lose-lose all the way around. I think, you know, great music always prevails. I mean, when you have the Beatles catalogs, you have certain things you like more. Or if you have Miles Davis catalog, I think great music is great music, you know. But I always say, like, the biggest song of all time is so, for example, the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. I was like, one time, two time, boom, right? And it was great for the band. I made somebody a whole lot of money, but I didn't make that money because I didn't write the song, right? Now you take a song like Hips Don't Lie, Shakira, that I wrote, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then that song gets as much airplay as Michael Jackson and the Elvis song. Now all of that money and that publishing comes to me. So, you know, in the big scope of things, you know, as a writer, sometimes it's beneficial for me. So you always got to look at it like, okay, well, if I was with the Fugees, maybe I wouldn't have gave you Hips Don't Lie. Maybe I wouldn't have gave you mm-hmm. Sweetest Girl. Maybe so I don't really think back like that. I'm just like, you know, if they ever get back together, I definitely know with the tone and the pulse that I'm on, mm-hmm. the music will definitely come out great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think we need to get Wyclef Jean on our No More Hot Atlanta campaign.
Yeah, that's what all the calls are about right now.
Okay.
I was just about to take
I want to take
five
this opportunity.
You want to try to explain it to him?
Well, basically, everybody who doesn't live in Atlanta still calls Atlanta Hotlanta.
Okay.
But if you live here, it's kind of old and cheesy and it's kind of corny.
It represents old school. We're past it.
We're just like trying to grow as a city and move on from it. So we're trying to enlist everybody to help us with the No More Hotlanta campaign. So call it the A, call it the ATL, just... Not Hotlanta. And if you can pass along the word to your celeb friends, we're thinking it'll start a movement.
It comes up.
I'll send it on my at Wyclef. I have like over a million people.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yes.
No More Hotlanta.
You know, you could tell them that you're in Atlanta and just let them know that we don't refer to it as Hotlanta anymore.
Okay, I got you.
Could touch a million people for us, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll let them know away.
Big. All right, so again, you are going to be at the same mall where the elf scares Santa.
Elf with dynamite.
Reschedule.
Santa scares straight in a whole different way.
On account of elf with bomb, reschedule.
And is that today?
Yeah, it's today. It's definitely on, and it's going to happen. The mall sent a text, and it was like, everything is back in order. Nothing to worry about. Wyclef, you'll be okay. I mean, because the worst thing I want to do is go back to Brooklyn. or don't make it back to Brooklyn. They're like, what happened? Man, Clef went to Hotlanta. Oh, I'm sorry. Clef went to ATL, you know, him and Santa, you know. They went to this mall and they got like blown up by some elf. Man, stupid, man.
That's not a good way to end the legacy, man. That is not a good way. Wyclef, it's awesome to have you in here. Thanks for the surprise, man. This is a dream come true for me. So thanks, man.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Here's a list that was sent to us a couple of minutes ago, okay?
Oh, no.
Some of these are so stupid, but some of them are okay.
I'm so happy you're reading the list and not me.
The Chinese already are making a movie about Tiger Woods' crash. They're calling it Scratching Swede, Lying Tiger.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's probably
That's
the
a
best.
Stretch.
Why did Tiger Woods hit a fire hydrant and a tree?
Why?
Mm-mm. He couldn't decide between an iron or a wood. Iron and wood.
Tree. Iron, hydrant, wood, tree.
I've got one I'm just reading.
Go for it.
Tiger Woods sing song. All you swinging ladies, now put your hands up for.
Swinging ladies. Which club did Ellen use to rescue her husband? A bitching wedge.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
Tiger just changed his nickname, but still kept it in the cat family. His new name? Cheetah. Because he was cheating.
Oh. Come on, people.
What do Tiger Woods and baby seals have in common? Oh, man, this one's bad.
Something about getting clubbed.
Yeah, they're both clubbed by Norwegians.
Oh, that's
sad. Oh my God.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
I got a few.
Really? This is what you went in on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiger Woods is so rich that he owns lots of expensive cars. Now he has a hole in one.
Now he's got a hole in one.
Breaking news, Tiger putts into the wrong hole.
These are not good.
Did you make these up?
Yeah, that's what I do while I'm in there.
You really made these up?
No. These are from listeners. Okay, this last one.
That are too embarrassed to come on the air and do it themselves.
Yeah. Hi, can I be the voice disguiser? I need a fake name. I have a Tiger joke.
All right. Phil Nicholson called Tiger's wife and asked how to beat him.
It's Mickelson.
It's the best we got.
What did she say?
She said Nicholson.
Mickelson, Nicholson. What are we gonna have?
All the same.
We all went to middle school with Phil Nicholson.
Tiger crashed his car because he was in a rush to move on to the second hole.
These are really bad.
Here's another one.
Are there any funny ones? Are there any ones that have genuinely made you laugh when you read them?
Guess Tiger Woods took the Nike slogan tagline too seriously. He did just do it.
Yeah.
Not really. Are you rocking back and forth because you're proud?
You thought that was funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Apparently, the only person that can beat Tiger Woods with a golf club is his wife.
There you go.
That one's good.
Tiger's wife used the wedge to beat out the SUV windows, which is normally used to get out of tight spots and unplayable lies. What was that?
Clever.
Is that it? Have we purged? Is that it?
Those were bad. We spent time doing this?
Tiger apologizes to supporters for poor putter performance, promises to wash his balls and keep him out of the rough from now on.
I think washing the balls is kind of funny.
Dude.
That's it.
And keep him out of the rough from now on.
Oh, sorry.
When you freaking Wyclef and you can't even run the laugh track.
Hey, Jason, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I had a comment about the whole Tiger Woods thing.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing is like all these women that are coming forward saying he did this, but I'm not seeing the proof. I'm just seeing a bunch of women that, you know, on a couple $100,000.
Other than his admission?
Yeah, you know he admitted it on his website yesterday, right?
About every single one of them?
Well, yeah, it was plural.
Apologize for his transgressions.
S with an S.
Well, it could have been with the same girl, though. You never know.
Mm. Right, so,
so that's okay.
Okay, so one changes it for you. If it's six, that changes things. And if it's one, it's a different story.
Well, maybe you guys were saying that earlier. If it's just one, you know, you talk to your wife and you're like, eh, I messed up. But when it comes to six or seven, but you don't know that there's a six.
All right, Bert.
I don't think we're done hearing about these today, which to me is like sort of like, that's kind of cowardly. Now, if you're a woman and you got five women that have already come out saying that they slept with Tiger Woods, the damage is done. If you're the sixth woman, nobody cares.
Oh, man.
If you're the eighth woman, nobody cares.
Make it legit so you can go a full 18 holes.
He gave you an actual laugh.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that.
Good morning, Elaine. You're on Q100.
Hey, I have a Tiger joke.
Okay.
Okay. You're so proud. I can say I outdrove Tiger.
She outdrove Tiger.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.